Psalm 120 is the first in a series of psalms known as the Songs of Degrees. These Songs of Degrees, number 15, they stretch from Psalm 120 right through to the Psalm 134. So let us think about the Psalm 120 today. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. To understand these songs of degrees, we must think about the terminology first of all. What does it mean, a song of degrees? The word degrees literally means going up, the ascents. These are the songs of the goings up, the songs of those who were ascending. These were the songs that were chanted or sung by the pilgrims as they made their way to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was upon a hill. And as the pilgrims came to Jerusalem to worship God, they looked not just at the city upon the hill, but they looked at the temple, Solomon's magnificent edifice standing there upon the hilltop. And they were going up to worship God. Three times a year, families came to worship God in this way. The Feast of the Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Tabernacles. Three times they came to present themselves to God. And as they came, they were going up. Now they were literally going up the mountain, going up the hill to Jerusalem. But spiritually they were going up as well, because they were coming to meet with God. They were coming to offer sacrifices. They were coming to worship the Lord. And there was a spiritual going up, a going up of the soul here. And let's just pause and think about that before we go on. You see, it is our desire to go up to heaven. We often talk about going up or going down. When a soul dies, that soul either go up to heaven or down to hell. I wonder, are you going up? If you were to die today, would your soul be released, and would it go into the very presence of God, or would you go down to the place of everlasting judgment? But to know that you're going up to heaven, you need to lift your heart and seek God today as your Saviour. You need to confess your sin and give your life to him. You need to come and worship God, and you can only worship God by surrendering your soul to him, giving him your heart, dedicating your life to him. You see, these pilgrims were going up to Jerusalem because they had given their lives to the Lord. They wanted to worship him. They wanted to serve him. Therefore, they were going up, and it is so important if you are to be made ready for heaven, the holy city above, that you know that your sins are forgiven and that you give yourself to the Lord in the here and now. There's nothing more important than that. These pilgrims, they had made a decision, and this decision was important, that they would follow God and do his will. Are you willing today to follow God and do his will? Now let us think about this psalm proper, because it is the background of the psalm that gives us the meaning. And whenever I look at this psalm, I can discern that the person who wrote the words was in distress. In my distress, he said, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. Why was he in distress? Because there were people around him with lying lips, with deceitful tongues, and there were people around him who meant him harm and who meant him hurt. In fact, he said in verse 7, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. It seems to me that this man was surrounded by bitterness and acrimony. And because of this, he longed to be in the holy city. He longed to be in the place where God's presence was, that he might have peace and rest for his soul, because he was tired of the enmity and bitterness and hatred that existed in his society around him. This reminds me of the words of an old Christian song. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. It is obvious to me that the man who wrote this psalm didn't feel at home with the world. He wanted to have his rest with God. I look at the world we live in, and what a bitter, hateful, twisted place it is. And I'm not talking about 20th century history. I'm talking about the 21st century, and I'm talking about the year 2016. I don't know about you, but I saw the reports concerning the debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on Monday, and it was depressing. The slander, the attacks, the vitriolic language, the hatred that those two candidates have against each other, the accusations that were flying. There was nothing positive about it. It just seemed so negative. And here are two people, and one of them will be the leader, it is claimed, of the free world. One of them will be the leader of the greatest nation in the world today. And is either of the two of them qualified for that role? I can't help but ask myself that question, and it makes one feel very despondent and very pessimistic and with regard to the future of the world. And then we look at what's going on in Aleppo. The tens of thousands that have been killed. The bombs that are dropping. The children that are suffering. A city that is fast becoming just a bombed out shell. And the suffering. And yet the world is standing by and doing nothing. And watching. And those people have no one to stand up for them and to protect them. Those are just two instances which illustrate to me the wickedness of this world. And yet all of this is replicated over and over and over from nation to nation. There's trouble, there's problems. Why is this? Why is the world a place without peace? You see, the man who wrote this psalm, he said, I am for peace, but when they speak they are for war. I want peace, but the society he lived in was a place of strife. Why is the world a place of strife? I'll tell you why. Three letters. S-I-N. Sin. This world is a place of sin. This world has rebelled against God. And how can we know rest in this world? Only through knowing God. You see, the psalmist, he could only find rest and peace by going up to Jerusalem, worshipping God, making his offerings. There's a sense of peace there, a sense of belonging. And if we are to know peace in this world of trouble, it is only through God. It's only through Christ. That's why he is called the Prince of Peace. That is why the angels, they sang on the hillsides over Bethlehem on that first Christmas night. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men. Apart from Christ, there is no peace, there is no rest, there is no hope. Are we going to continue on, exposed to the trouble and strife of this world, without a Saviour, like a ship without a rudder? Or are we going to seek the Lord? What about you? What are you going to do with Jesus Christ today? He said, come unto me, and I will give you rest. He is the only rest for our souls, because he died, he was troubled. He experienced the sorrow of the cross in order that we might have peace forevermore. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. I thank you so much for listening.